Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaTshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah, Part 2. Ot Yudalid. V'chayev Adam Lidrosh Tov V'amo. A person has to seek the good of his nation, v'chayverev and of his friends, v'chol advarim shu ohev v'doresh tov l'nafsho. For all the things that a person seeks to have good and benefits for himself. Shenemar, as the pasuk of Vayikra Yudtes Yudches says, you have to love your fellow like yourself. V'amar Azal and Chazal say in the Torah's Kohanim and Kedoshim, in Perek Dalet, that you should love your friend like yourself. This is a great rule in the Torah. That through peace, through being together with each other, that's how we're able to establish and uphold the entire Torah. V'amar Azal and Chazal say, Shokal HaSholom Keneged HaKol. Peace, tranquility is equal to everything. That's why we say in davening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates peace and he creates everything. And the davening of the tzibur, of the masses, is heard when they are at peace. And all the ways of the Torah bring to this ultimate peace. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, pasuk Yud Zayin says, all the ways of the Torah are peaceful. V'Yisrael Oavei Shalom Him, and Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, love peace. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barchem B'Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless Klal Yisrael with Shalom, with peace. M'nei Sha'Shalom Machzik Kol HaBrachos, because peace is what is able to hold within it all of the good blessings. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim Chav Tes Yud Aleph says, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo V'Shalom, Hashem blesses His nation with peace. Akein Nikras Knesset Yisrael Shulamis, that's why Klal Yisrael are referred to as being Shulamis, the people with peace. And the people who worship idols, idol worshippers, Avodah Zarah, they're called Sonei Shalom, those who hate peace. Shenamar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf, Pasuk Vav says, Im Sonei Shalom, that they are the ones who hate peace. V'chayavim Yisrael liver anoshim brurim, and Klal Yisrael have to choose for themselves designated people, She'atilu Shalom bein ish l'ishto u'bein adam l'chavero, that they bring peace between a man and his wife, and between a person and his friend. That they have the ability to be able to persuade and push people into having more peace with each other. And these people who were chosen to have this position should be people who are happy, who know how to appease people, and to negotiate and convince people, and to bring peace about through their relations with the people. And they shouldn't be people who are very forceful and difficult, cruel people. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei, Tes Vav Yud Ches says, Ish Chema Yegare Modon. A man of anger will incite more arguing. Benemar, and the pasuk also in Mishlei, Tes Vav Aleph says, Man Erach Yoshev Chema. Somebody who has a soft response will remove the anger. V'omer B'Talmud, and the Gemara in Tainis Chav Beis says, Al Hamatilim Shalom, on those who bring peace about in people. Gavri B'dichanon, they say we are very joyous people, Mashvina Shlama, and we're able to create peace. V'amr Rezal and Chazal say there also, Al Hanashim Ha'ele, on these men, Shei Matilim Shalom B'simcha U'butuv Levav, that they bring peace amongst other people with happiness and a good heart. Ki Muvtoch Lahem Sheheim B'nei Olam Haba. It's guaranteed that these people are people that belong and will go to Olam Haba. Ost Tezvav. V'yazor Odom Shelo Yekalel Es Chavero. A person has to be very cautious not to curse his friend. V'lo yekal es atzmo, and he shouldn't curse himself. Lo v'shem, not with using one of the names of Hashem. V'lo b'chinoy, and not even one of the nicknames of Hashem. Shem makalal es chavero o es atzmo v'chol achinuyin, because somebody who curses his friend or himself in any of the nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayev malchus, he is obligated to receive lashes. V'zos achas min ha'averos ha'chamuru shebatorah, and this is one of the intense and severe sins in the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Ches Nun Ches, Im lo sishmor la'asos is called Dibrei HaTorah Hazos, if you don't guard and keep everything that is in this Torah, li'yiras Hashem HaNichbod, to fear the great name of Hashem, the Hanorah Hazeh, and that feared name of Hashem, v'hifa Hashem es makosecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you wondrous afflictions. U'firshu Chazal, and Chazal explain in the Gemara in Temura, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Im lo sishmor la'asos, if you don't guard to keep liyiras Hashem, to fear the name, Shlo says Karenu Amashu's harta Shlo lahazkir, that you not mention it on something that you're not supposed to be mentioning the name of Hashem. Shekvar hisira haTorah, that the Torah already warned us, shelo yekala adam es chaver, that a person not curse his friend. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Shmos Chav Zayin says, Elokim lo sekalel, you shouldn't curse a judge. Venosi v'amcha lo sar, and the leader of your nation, you shouldn't curse him either. Shenemar, and the pasuk says in Vayikra Yutes Yudalid, lo sekalel chirish, lefnei ivi lo siti mechol, you can't curse somebody who is deaf, and before a blind person, you can't put a stumbling block. V'amru Chazal, and Chazal explain, Hu adin l'chol adam sha'osa l'kalalo. This applies to any person that you're not allowed to curse him. V'lo chayva Torah malkos ala makalal as chaveiro, ad she'kalal oso b'shemo b'chinoi. And the Torah only obligated a person to be lashed, to get lashes, only for somebody who cursed his friend when he uses one of the names of Hashem or one of the nicknames of Hashem. Ust hazayim. V'yizoyer adam keshehu rotze ba'ameis as devarav, and a person should be very cautious when he wants to show that what he is saying is true. V'omer davar ze emesu, ko yoshi'ini Hashem, and a person says a language like, this is true, and so too Hashem should save us. Shelo yomar kein ela al davar emes, that a person should not say this unless it's something that is truthful. L'visha zu shivuahi v'nikres shivuas ha'olah, because this is considered a swear, and it's called in the pasuk shivuas ha'olah, the swear of an oath. Os yud zayin. And a person has to be cautious not to mention Hashem's name for no reason. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Devarim Yud Chaf says, "As Hashem lekachatira, Hashem your God, you have to fear." Upirshu Razal b'Seder Kodshim, and Chazal explained this in the Seder of Shas of Kodshim in Gemara and Tumura Daf Gimel Amabes. Kibo Hakosav Hazeh, that this pasuk is coming lahazir, to warn us, shelo yazkir adam shem shamayim levatala, that a person shouldn't mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for no good reason. V'hamazkir as Hashem o es akinoi, and if a person does mention Hashem's name or one of his nicknames, tzorech lahazkiro be'emo v'yira, he has to mention it with fear and trepidation. V'im enu mazkiro be'emo v'yira, and if a person doesn't mention it with fear and trepidation, enu yodeh as Hashem, then he doesn't know Hashem. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Yeshaya Aleph Gimel says, Yisrael lo yida ami lo hisbonan, that when Klai Yisrael don't know, and my nation didn't understand. V'chein pirshu chazal b'vayikra rabba, and so too chazal explained this in the Medrash in Vayikra rabba. V'yizar odom shalu v'hazkir as Hashem o as hakinoi, and a person should be cautious not to mention Hashem's name or nickname, ela b'yadayu nekios of a makom naki, only when he has clean hands and he's in a place that is clean. And if a person is unsure whether the place that he is in is clean or it's not, he shouldn't mention Hashem's name. Like Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos Chav Hei Omer Aleph, and so too Chazal say again in the Gemara Brachos Chav Dalet Omer Beis, Kidvar Hashem Boza, that the word of Hashem he has disgraced, Zehamazkir Divrei Torah B'mavos Hamutunafos. This is referring to somebody who mentions Divrei Torah, words of Torah, in places that are dirty and disgusting. Os Yud Ches. It is forbidden for a person to gaze at a married woman, and it's an iser from the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Tazvav Pasuk Lamates, V'losasur acharei levavchem acharei enechem. A person shouldn't veer after his heart and after his eyes. V'omru Razal, and Chazal explain in Bamidbar Rabbah, in the Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha Yod, Liba ve'ena, the heart and the eyes, trei sarsuri lechatas, are two guides, aids, that help a person do sin. And even to gaze at the face of an unmarried woman is also usher from Divrei Kabbalah. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Iyov says, Bris karti le'inai, I have made a treaty with my eyes, Oma ez bonan al besula, so why would I contemplate about a besula, an unmarried woman? Kolam istakel be'ishas ish, machshel koach yitzra hatov. Anybody who gazes at a married woman is weakening the strength of his Yetzer Tov, his good inclination. V'hodo nefach l'mashchis, and his glory turns into something of destruction. Shakach omru Razal, Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Tzadi Beis, Hamistakel be'arayos, someone who gazes at things that are prohibited to him, kashto nineres, his strength will be taken away. V'ashel lo yisa inov el eshesesh, and somebody whose eyes don't look at a married woman, zocho v'techazeh in einov b'noam Hashem, he will merit that his eyes will be able to gaze at the glory and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mida k'neged mida, it's one measure for another. Chalaf avodaso asher lo zon einav b'mara ha'iser, it's a reward in place of the fact that his eyes didn't satiate themselves from something of a vision that was also to them. Shekach omer Chazal, that's what Chazal say in the Yalkut in Yeshaya, Tof Lametes, Anybody who is able to vanquish and conquer his eyes from looking at something that is immoral, he will merit to be able to receive the presence of Hashem Shechina.
It is forbidden to touch a married woman closes his eyes on looking at things that are bad or her face, or b'chol iver me'avreha, or any of her limbs in the Torah.
The king of his glory
and his beauty, your eyes will be able to see. Ish el kol she'er b'saro lo sikru. Every man to somebody who is close of his flesh, lo sikru. You're not allowed to come close. V'chein hi halacha brura, and that is the clear halacha, she'akriva hazos, that this coming close that the pasuk is referring to, hi hanagia, it is touching her, b'yadeho, on her hands, o b'fanah, or her face, o b'chol iver me'avreha, or any of her limbs. Kedei lehanos min hamaga, in order to gain pleasure from touching. V'zos min ha'averas ha'chamura shebetorah, and this is one of the most severe sins of the Torah. Mizbar m'mesecha Sanhedrin, and it is explained in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ayin heyom et aleph, ki roi la'odam she'yarog v'al yavar azeh, that is befitting for a person to rather be killed rather than to violate this sin. V'al zeh omar Shlomo ha'melech alav ha'sholim b'chachmoso, and on this Shlomo ha'melech in his great wisdom said in the Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, and I find more bitter than death is the woman. Because she is a snare, liba, and her heart is like a net. Asurim yodeha, her hands are in chains, are tied up. Tov lifnei alakim yimali mimena. It is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you could stay away from her, can escape from her. But a sinner will be caught by her. Oschaf. And it is forbidden to have thoughts about a woman, mina Torah, and this is also from the Torah, v'afil hi pnuya, even if she is single, she's not married. V'chomer b'pnuya hahir her mimaga, and when it comes to a single girl, it's more strict to have thoughts about her than touching her. Sh'ala hir her over b'lav mina Torah, because thinking about her, you're violating an iser in the Torah, alav. Sh'nemar, as the pasuk in Devarim Chav Gimel says, v'nishmarto mikol davara, you have to stay away from anything bad. Pirshur Razal Chazal explained this pasuk in the Gemara Avodah Zarah Chaf Amud Beis. Shali harher adam b'yom v'yovali dekeri b'layla, that a person not have thoughts during the day, which will bring himself to have an emission at night. Os Chaf Aleph. V'yizar adam shalo yedaber lashon hara. A person has to be cautious not to speak lashon hara. Shekam Amud Razal Chazal say in Erechin Tezvav Amud Beis, kolam asaper lashon hara ki'ilu kofer be'ikar. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is as if he is denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Shenemar, as the posting of Tehillim Yud Beis Hei says, Asher Amru L'Loshonenu Nagbir, that we say that we'll strengthen our speech, Svasenu Itanu, our mouths are with us, Mi Adonanu, who's our master? V'chein Asolo L'Odom L'Kabal Lashon Hara, so too it's forbidden for a person to accept Lashon Hara. Shenemar, as the posting says, Lo Sisa Shemashav, you can't bear a false word. V'amru Razal and Chazal say, in the Gemara in Sota, Daf Men Beis Amar Aleph, Arba kitos em makavlos pleyashchina. There are four groups of people who will not be able to be zocha to merit to receive Hashem's presence, Hishchina. Ve'eluhen, and these are the four. Kas leitzim, a group of mockers. Kas chanofim, the people who are flatterers. Kas shkarim, people who speak lies. Kas misapri lashon hara, and a group of people who speak lashon hara. Yizar odem shlo yedaber echad b'peh. And a person also has to be cautious not to speak one thing by mouth and have a different thing in his heart. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Netzor l'choncha mira, you have to guard your mouth from speaking bad, usvosecha mendaber mirma, and your lips from speaking deceitfully. Yizar adam min arachilos, and a person has to be careful not to become a gossip monger. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tazayin, lo selech rochev amecha, you can't go as a talebearer among your nation. Oschav Beis. The Chayav Odom Shiyehei Rachmoni. A person is obligated to have Rachmonos, to be merciful. The Lo Yehei Tzar Ayin. He shouldn't be very narrow eyed. Shenemar, as a Pasuk in Devarim says, in Perek Tazvav, Pasuk Zayin, Lo Sa'ames Etz Lovavecha, don't strengthen your heart. Lo Sikpots Etz Yodcha, don't close your hand, Me'achicha Havion, from giving to your brother who is in need. Oschav Gimel. The Yizar Odom in Hagaiva. A person has to be cautious to stay away from haughtiness, Umigasas haruach, and an uplifted spirit. Ki kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach v'gaiva, somebody who has an uplifted spirit and has haughtiness and arrogance, hu to'eva lefnei amokum, this is considered an abomination before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Hei says, Toavas Hashem kol gval lev, it's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody with an uplifted heart. V'ne'emar, and the pasuk in the Devarim Yud Zayin Chav says, "Levilti rum levavo me'achov," in order that his heart not become lifted above his fellow brothers. V'ne'emar, and the pasuk also in Devarim says in Perech Ches pasuk Yud Dalid, "V'rum levavecha b'shachachtas Hashem lekecha," your heart will be uplifted and you will forget Hashem your God. Oschav Dalid. A person has to be cautious not to hate his friend. Shneemar, as a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Zayin says, "Lo sisna es achicha b'levavecha." You're not allowed to hate your friend in your heart. V'amru Chazal, and Chazal saying the Gemara in Yoma Daf Tes Omid Beis, "Bayis Sheni Shahaya behem Torah Ma'isim Tovim Mimneimach Charav." The second Beis Hamikdash, they were learning Torah and they were doing good things. Why was the second Beis Hamikdash destroyed? It was because of the baseless hatred that they had amongst themselves. Shasinas chinam maybe lead a kol averos shabutora, because hating your fellow Jew for no reason brings about many averos, all of the averos that the Torah has. V'amru Razal, and Chazal say also b'sefri, in the Medrash and Sefri, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, you have to love your fellow like yourself. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, this is a great rule in the Torah. That through loving your fellows and having peace amongst them, that will lead Klal Yisrael to be able to uphold and to keep the Torah. Oschav Hay, Rabbim Choshvim, many people think, Ki lo sovad hanefesh behimana min hatov uvechosoch min hayosher. People think that a person's soul won't be lost, won't be hurt by staying away from doing good and not going on the right, just, straight path. And they don't know and they don't understand. If somebody turns his eyes from giving tzedakah, his evil is great. And he has a very heavy sin to bear. Stealing is from one of the very severe sins. And the sin of somebody who turns his eyes away from giving to a poor person is even worse than stealing. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Tezvav Tezayin pasuk Mem Tez says, "Hinei ze haya avon Sdom." Behold, this was the sin of Sdom Achoseich, your sister. Gaon sivas lechem v'shavas hashkeit hayalov livnoseha. Her and her daughters had a lot of security and bread and a lot of tranquility and peace. V'yad ani ve'ev yon lohechzika. But the hands of a poor person or a needy person, they didn't strengthen. Even though the people of Sdom were people who stole things, as the pasuk in Bereishis Yod Gimel says, that they were evil and they were sinners, with their money. The pasuk places the main sin that they had, that they did not give money to poor people and to the needy. And the pasuk in Devarim Tezvav Tes says, you should guard yourself. Maybe you will have something evil in your heart. Lemor, to say, Karva Shnas Hashiva, Shnas Hashmita, that the seventh year has come, the Shemitah year, Vera Einecha Beachecha, and your eyes will be evil on your brother, Ha'evion, the person who is needy. Lo Sitin Lo, and you won't give to him. Vekar Alecha El Hashem, Vahayibachachet, he will call out to Hashem against you, and you will bear sin. Hine Shakara Hatzar Ayin Blial. The Pasuk calls somebody who is a Tzar Ayin, who has narrow eyes, who is stingy, doesn't want to give, is somebody called a Belial, an evil person. And this is the worst of all the names that Rishoyim can be given. Omer, so to it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perechofei, Pasachofei, El Ish HaBelial Hazeh Al Novel Ki Shmo Kenhu, that this evil person that is novel and he is like his name. Upirsha Razal, Chazal explained B'medrash Tehillim, in the Medrash in Tehillim, Ki Nikra Blial, he was called this evil person, M'nei Shehaya Tzar Ayin, because he had very narrow eyes, he didn't want to give, he was very stingy. Sha'amar La'avdei David, he said to the servants of David, V'lakachti eslachmi ves tivchasi, that I took my bread, and I take my own meat that I shechted. V'amar Razal, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Ksuvis, Samaches Amar Aleph, Kol Hamalim Einam Min Atzadaka Ki Ilu Ovid Kochavim. Somebody who turns his eyes from giving tzedakah, it's as if he is doing idol worship. Oschav Vav, Umiyosode Yiras Hashem, and one of the fundamentals of fearing Hashem, Lasos Hatov, is to do good. K'mo she'nemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamedal, it says, Yiras Hashem alamedchem, the fear of Hashem I will teach you. Mio ishe chavetz chaim, who is the one who wants life? Sur meira va'asei tov, stay away from bed and do good. V'amar Shlom HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Shlom HaMelech says in Mishlei Perek Chav Beis, Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach, somebody who has a good eye, he will be blessed.
because he gave of his bread to a poor person. The Ne'emar and the Pasuk in Mishlei Yogimel says, Vayar mitzvah hu yishulam. Somebody who has fear for mitzvos, he will be rewarded. Oschav Zayin. Rabbim yodim chiyuv mitzvos ha-tzedakah uschar pe'uloso. Many know the obligation of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, of charity, and the reward for doing it. V'lo yodu parshas gedulas gemilas chasodim. But they don't know the concept of the greatness of gemilas chasodim, of doing acts of kindness. The emes hadavar, and it is true. The yotze v'nochon, and it is affixed and correct. Ki yesh odom tachzik yodu v'gemilas chasodim. There's somebody who he can constantly be using his hands to do kind acts. V'im dalhu v'en yodu masagas. But if he doesn't have the wherewithal, and he's not able to, the yosim b'chol hazachios yodo, and everything that is meritorious he puts his hands into, u'benaharos atzedek yamino, and he puts his right hand into the rivers of just and kindness, below chesef u'blomechir, without any getting paid, without any reward or money, u'buruch sfosav yilbash tzedakah, and in the wind of his mouth he wraps himself in charity, kashirion, like an armored male armor, and with the words of his mouth, he will be energized and energize others. The Yagdil v'yadir ma'isav, and his actions will be greater and more grand, gedolim min ha'adir shebenedivim, greater than the greatest of the people who donate their money, u'min ha'mefrazim v'nosin tzedakah, and greater than the people who scatter out their money to give to charity. Os chavches, yidaber alev ha'ani, you should speak to the heart of the poor person. And your words should be pleasant to the spirit of a needy person. You should comfort him and console him from his actions and the pain of what he does. You should honor him and uplift him. And it should be recognizable from your actions that you feel the pain of this needy person.
If somebody gives a pruta, a small denomination, to a poor person, he gets 6 different blessings. But if he appeases him with his words, then he gets 11 brachos. As the pasuk in Yeshaya Perak Nun Ches says, "V'safik l'rov nafshecha," that you should give out to the hungry persons your soul. And this is referring to appeasing him with your words. V'haros lo ratzon tov, and you should show him good willingness. Believe shalom with a whole heart, ubenevesh chavetza, and with a desiring soul. Halo sira mashakosa b'parsha ver heite. Don't you see what's written in the parsha over there that is written so clearly? Kischara habe maod min haosa tzedakos, that his reward is much greater than somebody who does tzedakah, who gives charity. Ubrachos rabos v'nechbados memeno, and it gives him much more blessings that are more honorable than that. V'ashenis, the second thing is, yal ve'loani, you should lend money to poor people, v'tov lo laharchiv lo, and it is good for you to open up to him. V'ne'emar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says in Perek Kuf Yud Beis, tov ish choninu malveh, it is good for a person to bestow and to give loans. V'omru rezal, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Samech Gimel Omer Aleph, godol ha'malveh la'ani, yosef ina osa tzedakah, somebody who lends money to a poor person is greater than somebody who gets charity. V'ashlishis, the third thing is, yitin lo eitza tova v'haguna, you should give him good advice, l'rav choso ulhas l'choso, for him to be able to have success and be profitable. V'yitos char al pri ha'itza, and you will get reward for this advice that you give him. Uschar al nachas ruach shi'aslo, and you'll get reward for the pleasure that you have given him. Ki ha'odom sameach b'hakiro avas chaveiro hanemalo, because a person is happy when he recognizes the love that somebody else trusts in him. V'ashgicho al ma'isov machmas ritzono hatov, and when he's looking over your actions because of his goodwill towards you, Shenamar as the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin Tes says, Shemen uktores yismach leib, oil and incense will make a person's heart happy. Umesek re'ehu me'atzas nofesh, and the sweetness of a friend from the advice that comes from his soul. Haravias, the fourth thing is, Yoshes etzos lefnei rabim, you should give advice to many people. Lasos tzedakah v'chesed, to do charity and to do kind acts. Ve'kavos char al harabim asher hitzdik, and you'll get reward for the masses that you brought to do good things. V'al nafashos sheyaseh, and all the souls that they produce. V'yizke b'schar hatzedakah asher taseh al yado, and you'll be rewarded with the tzedakah, the charity that is done because of you. Shenemar as the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Beis says, Unediv nedivos yatz v'al nedivos yakum, Somebody who is generous advises others to become generous, and he stands by his generosity.
Omru Razal and Chazal say in the Gemara of Abasa, Daf Tesam Abes, Godol HaMa'asa Yose Min Osa. Greater is the one who gets other people to do it, greater than the one who does it himself.
B'zeh Ahavas Chesed. And this is when somebody loves kindness.
U'min HaDerech HaZeh. And in this vein, She'yeshabeach Kol Adam. You should praise any person, She'yasa Tov, that does good. V'chol Mitivei Tzad. And anybody who helps other people out, L'chazeh Yodam, to strengthen them.
In order for them to continue and grab hold in their ways, and to continue in that strength of what their actions are.
V'am Razal and Chazal say in the Medrash, Al Pozak Shira Shirim, Perek Hei Pozak Beis, Ani Yashena V'libi Er, I am sleeping but my heart is awake. Ani Yashena B'Golos Min Atzdako, Mibli Yecholes, I am asleep in Golos, in the exile, from not giving charity, because I have no ability to. Believe air, but my heart is awake, Ligmilos Chasodim, to do acts of kindness.
Os Chavtes. Shvuas Sheker, Hukshel Avodah Zarah. False swears are comparable to doing Avodah Zarah.
Ba'achashez Hira HaTorah Ba'aseres HaDibros Al Avodah Zarah. And after the Torah warned us in the Ten Commandments of not doing Avodah Zarah,
K'mochin Hezira Al Shvuas Shav, so too it warned us against swearing falsely.
B'nemra Ba'avodah Zarah, it says regarding Avodah Zarah,
Ki anochi Hashem Elokecha Kel Kona, I am Hashem your God, a God of vengeance.
Lomar, to tell you,
Ava Pisha ani Rochem Vachanun, even though I am merciful and I bestow things upon others,
Koes ani al Ovdei Avodah Zarah, I have anger to those who do Avodah Zarah.
The Ne'emar al Shvuas Shav, and it says about somebody who makes a false swear,
B'nakei lo yinakei, that he will not be granted cleanliness from the sin.
Even though I do clean the people who do tshuva b'shar ha'averos on other averos, eini menakeh hanish b'lasheker, somebody who swears falsely, that I don't make them clean at all.
Ha'ovid avodah zarah mechalel es Hashem, somebody who does avodah zarah is creating a chilul Hashem.
Shenemar, as the pasuk in Vayikra Parakhov pasuk Gimel says, ki mizaru notz on the molech, when somebody gives of his child to molech to avodah zarah,
l'man tameh es mikdashi, he contaminates my sanctified places.
And he desecrates my holy name.
Somebody who swears falsely,
is also a chilul Hashem.
Shenemar, as the pasuk also in Vayikra Perak Yotes Pasuk Yotbei says,
you shouldn't swear in my name falsely.
And it would cause a desecration of my name. I am Hashem your God.
And when Beis Din obligates a person to make an oath, to make a swear,
and he knows that he won't be able to say a swear in truth.
It is forbidden for him to say,
Anochi Yeshava, that I will swear, to put fear into his friend,
in order for them to come out with some negotiation or compromise.
This is what the Medrash of the Mechilta says,
how do you know a person shouldn't accept upon himself that he will make a swear?
Shenemar, as the pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel Aleph says,
Lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha L'shav, you shouldn't bear Hashem's name falsely.
Kamo, Lo sisa Hashem Hashav, like you shouldn't bear false testimony.
Tagumo, the translation of that is,
Lo sakabel Shma Sheker, you shouldn't bear something that was false.
Os Lamede, Hamal Shinim V'Amasoros, those who snitch and tattletales and report to the government,
V'Anosnim Chitisam, and somebody who puts their fear
in this world, Yordim leGehenim, they will go down to Gehenim,
v'nidonim shom leDori Doros, and they will be judged there for generations to come.
Hamalbim pnei chaveru berabim, somebody who embarrasses his friend publicly, v'loas tshuva, and he didn't repent, didn't do tshuva,
ein lo chiluk l'olam haba, he will have no portion in the world to come.
V'ein tshuvaso tshuva, and his repentance is not considered repentance,
ad sheiratz es chaveru, until he appeases his friend.
Os lamed aleph.
Osir latar kol ish miYisrael. It is forbidden to cause pain upon any Jewish person.
Bein b'dvarim, bein b'maise, whether it's with words or whether it's with actions.
Shenemar, as the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Hei Yud Zayin says,
V'lo sonu ish es amiso. You should not afflict a man to his fellow.
V'omru razal chazal say in the Gemara above a mitzia non chesom and beis.
V'onos dvarim akosim medaber. That the pasuk is referring to affliction with words.
V'loshen onah. Loshen Tsar,
and the language of the pasuk of Ona is a language of causing pain.
K'moshen Amar, as the pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Tes Chavav says,
V'hachalti es munecha es besorim,
and I will feed your tormentors their own flesh.
U'kishem mazhir hakosav al Ona's momon, hizkir shem mekach,
and when the Torah is referring
to afflicting a person through monetary means, it mentions the word mekach of a purchase. Shneimar, as the pasuk in Vayikra says, Perachav Hey pasuk Yedalid, v'chisim k'ru menkar la'meisecha, when you sell a sale to your friend, o kono mi la'meisecha, or you purchase something from your friend, al tonu ish ezachiv, a person shouldn't afflict his friend. V'im mitzar al mono o yosam, and if a person causes this type of pain or torment or affliction to a widow or an orphan, chayav misa bidei shemayim, he's obligated death in the hands of Shemayim, in the hands of heaven. Shneimar, as the pasuk in Shmos Chav Beis Chav Aleph says, Kol almona v'yosum lo sa'anun, you're not allowed to afflict a widow or an orphan. Im ane sa'ane oso, and if you do afflict them, the end of the pasuk says, V'chora api v'horakti eschem, my wrath will come out and I will kill you. Os lamed beis, Hamalva beribis, somebody who lends money with interest, Mamono mismotet, his money will dwindle, V'kale, and it will be gone, V'aven will be lost. Ha'oshar ha'hu be'inyan ra, and he'll lose all his wealth in a very bad way. Afilu mamad sherviach b'ziyas apu, even money that he had profited with his own sweat. Va'oshar sha'asa b'mishpat, and the wealth that he earned justfully, pruta shal ribis mechalas hakol. Just one coin of ribis, of interest, will destroy it all. V'lo ya'asher, v'lo yakum chelo, and he will not become wealthy, and he won't have any strength. Ba'achriso ade obed, in the end he will end up with nothing. Kamosh Omer Chazal, like Chazal say in the Gemara in Ksubis, Tamech Vav Omer Beis, Bo Zeh Ve'ibed Hazeh, this comes and outdoes and makes everything else lost. V'nemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Perek Tezvav Pasuk Hei, Kaspo Lo Nosem Beneshech, if he didn't give his money with interest, V'shochar Al Naki Lo Lokach, and he didn't take any briberies, Osa Eile Lo Yimol Olam, somebody who does this will not lose his money forever. L'manu, and we learn in the Gemara Rebab Metzia, Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph, Shamava beribis mismotet veina ola laolam, that somebody who lends money with interest, he will lose all his money and he will not come out of that forever. The Nemar and the Pasuk in Mishlei says in Perachov Ches Pasuk Ches, Mar behono beneshech ubesarbis, if somebody increases his wealth with taking different types of interest, lechon in dalem yikvatzenu, is gathering it for the one who gives to the poor. Hamava beribis, somebody who lends with interest, einu bo b'tchias hamesim, he will not arise at Tzchias HaMeisim, by the resurrection of the dead. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yechezkel Yod Ches Yod Gimel says, B'neshech Noson, he gave interest, B'sar B'slokach, and he took with interest, B'chai Lo Yechia, and he will surely not live. As the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos Parak Lamed Aleph says, Omra Chazal, Chazal say in that Medrash, Abba B'shiyesh Malach Melet, even though there's a Malach that's helping you out, Ala Oza Shar Averos, on somebody who does other Averos, Umazger loves Chos Shaviyado, and he mentions the merits that you have, Hamalva beribis, somebody who lends with interest, ein malach echad malamed alav zchios. Not even one angel will give any merit towards you. Oslam gimel, Ovan nivlos hapeh, the sin of inappropriate speech, min haaveros hachamuros, it's one of the most severe sins. Shemachrivos haolam, it destroys the world. Shneamar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin says, Al kain, therefore, al bachurav lo yismach Hashem, on its youths Hashem won't be happy with, ves yasomov, and its orphans, Ve'as Amenosov, and its widows, Lo Yerachim, I will not have mercy on. Ki Kulo Chonif Umeira, because they are all hypocritical and evil. V'choped Dover Nevola, an evy mouth that speaks inappropriate language. V'chol Zos Lo Shav Abo, with all this, his anger is not lessened. V'od Yodonu Yituya, and his hand is still stretched out over you. Os Lamed Dalet, Takana Gadola Lo Yerach Shamayim V'Darchei Tshuva, a big way to fix yourself for fearing Hashem and to do tshuva, Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver, you should make for yourself a Rebbe and acquire for yourself a friend. Utedaber tamid im achaver b'yirah shemayim, you should consistently and constantly speak to this friend with fear of Shemayim, fear of heaven. V'yisyoyitz tamid imach al tikun ma'asecha, and he should constantly advise you how to fix up your actions. V'ech tinotu min achid, and how to save yourself from sin. U'mikol davar sheyovo liyotcha, and anything that will come your way. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Malachi Paragimel Pasuk Tazayin says, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem isha reehu, then they spoke to one another, people who fear Hashem, v'yakshev Hashem, and Hashem listens in, v'yishma, and he hears, v'yichtav sefer zikron lefanecha, and he'll write in his book of remembrance before you. V'omru ba'ovaz der binosan, and it says in Ovaz der binosan in Perek Lamed, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, hamadabek lo'ovrei avera, somebody who connects himself and clings to people who do averos, even if he doesn't do the same actions that they're doing, he will be punished similar to them.
Ahmadabig laose mitzvah, and somebody who clings and connects to himself to people who are doing mitzvahs, avavisha eno ose kemazim, even if he's not actually doing the same actions as them, mekabaschar keyotabem, he'll get reward as they do.